praise God, was given to me by a widow. That's what I'm wearing this morning. Jesus, one time, a woman came to pour oil on him, and he said, "You go around the world." I'm not going around the world, I'm going around church services. So I put on this clothes about this widow. This widow, she lost her husband, and she has no children. She never gave birth. Now, she was not the first wife of the husband. The husband had children before, was a pastor, I think a GO, and then the wife died. Then she married this woman, and then the man died. And then the children of the first woman kicked her out. Now, she had no children, she had no husband. Nigeria is tough. So one day she came to my office. She came to say, "Pastor, I heard about you. Came from Soyoye." How many of you know Soyoye? You don't know Soyoye? It's far. It's like traveling. So she came, and then she said, "I just want to do some business. So I want to sell some honey." And then we just trying to help. She was sick, trying to help her. And then one day she said she want to buy carpet. I said, "Carpet? That's for rich people now." I mean, carpets will be lying down the floor. I didn't get the gist that she was actually sleeping on the floor. And she thought we could get her carpet where she can be lying on. So I didn't understand that. Maybe she just wants carpet in her room. You know. So I said, "Forget about it. You know, can I get something else?" She said, "Actually, ile tutu." I said, "Ile tutu ke? Kuye mi?" She said, "No." Oh, I said, "You mean you're sleeping on the floor? There's no mattress." So I called my guys, "Let's get a mattress." So we went to Sacramento, bought mattress, and got the mattress down. Then they took it to our house, big one like that, so she could sleep, no longer cold. And she now came back to thank me and brought this clothes for me. And with a bucket of something like soup. And she did that, and I was thinking, where does she get money from? You know, people really want to give too. They want to be a blessing, but they want people to bless them so they can be a blessing. You know? So that's why I'm wearing this clothes today. Just want to honor her. Right? I never worn three-quarter before, so I saw a three-quarter. The question is three-quarter. This is like the governor of Anambra. This is what he wears a lot. You know, this. It's not here, it's not there. All right, fantastic. Good morning, everybody. Now, I got a group that I'm trying to get some people to do some singing for me. I don't know their name yet. So I'm trying to develop them. Jeremiah? See, I can't even find you. I thought you were somewhere at the back there. So I text Jeremiah, "Let's do something different." So I also want to have another group. I tell you, I want to have all kinds of groups. I want to have a reggae group later. Hello. So we're going to have this kind of it's going to be a little bit of rock, a little bit. So, so they are launching today. They're going to start. They're going to come up right now. Are you ready? Can we do it now? Let's do it. All right. So I'm their producer. Hello. I get them the song, and then they get together. Very soon, it will be all boys. But we can still turn it to the ladies now. I want to have the boys that, just boys, that come sing. But this one will do meanwhile. So, ready? Let's enjoy ourselves. I may not join you today. So, Pastor, you mean you want to join? Oh, I have my kind of music. You know what kind of music I do? Okay, all right, yeah. So, just listen. It's a soft rock, something kind of thing, cool. Will this one do? Do we have the lyrics on? I wanted to see the lyrics. Thank you. All right. So here is rock group. You will hear the remaining name later. Thank you very much. talk to you about something that we stopped, that we didn't finish, about prayer. Remember? We talked about prayer for some time. We didn't finish. And let's go. One of the things, have you ever wondered, we Africans like prayer, don't we? But when I learned about prayer, the way people pray over here is to just pray. But I'm more fascinated with the answer than with prayer. I don't know about you. What I'm fascinated with is not the phone, but what the phone does. Am I right? Am I right? So how many of you want God to answer your prayer? So that, as I assume that you pray. I mean, if you want God to answer your prayer, you must pray. Am I right? If you don't pray, how can he answer? So that means that all of us, we want to pray. But I know our problem. Are you hearing me clearly? Can you hear me clearly? All right. I know our problem. Our problem is that, number one, we are young people, and we see our parents praying. And can I be honest with you? We don't see God answer them much. Am I right? And they go from place to place, from man of God to man of God, from prophet. But can we really pray? And we read, last time we read about prayer, we saw that prayer is ask. Remember? Let's go to Matthew 7. Verse 7. We read this verse. It said, ask. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you'll find. And knock, and it will be opened to you. Wow. Jesus was not talking to pastors here. He was talking to ordinary people who are listening to him. But, you know the way I teach now? I will teach, I will tell you, we are going to come back. Am I right? I don't like this microphone. You are hearing me clearly, but I'm not enjoying it. It's not their trouble, it's just me. Don't worry, I will. Okay, beautiful. Okay, yeah, sounds like a preacher now. Okay, all right, thank you, guys. So, the issue today is that let's get very fundamental, because see, when you are younger like this, it's good to get hold of the right thing so that you don't spend your later years struggling with wrong things. So when it comes to prayer, we read this verse, but I want to go back more. Don't tell anybody this. I got A1 in mathematics, but I don't understand LCM and HCF. Are you here? You're looking at me. You know LCM? Lowest common, something like that. HCF, LCF. I got A1 mathematics. Don't blame me. So some things not clear enough. But when I ask me LCM, I say, about my mind, go meet your mommy. But that's the only one. But you know, so let's get some fundamentals. Ask, it be given to you. Seek, you'll find. Knock, it be open to you. And so, as you ask, but many of us have asked and we wonder. And then seek. Oh, there's something seeking in prayer. There's knocking. So, can we just back off a little bit? Come back a little bit. That's Matthew 7. Can we go to Matthew 6? Let's go to Matthew 6. Let's go to verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. Matthew 6. See. Okay, let's go to verse 4. Verse 5. Now, this was chapter 6 before chapter 7, right? So, it's going to show us about prayer now. Are we here? Jesus was addressing prayer in Matthew 5. And he said, when you pray. Oh, he didn't say, if you pray. He said, when you pray. Say that with me. When. Okay. Can you help me type big on the screen? When. W-H-E-N. When. When you pray. So, there is when you pray. What do I say? When you pray. So, there must be a time to pray. There must be a time to pray, because when doesn't float in the air. That means I pray. In fact, let me show you something. If you have a friend or a fiancé or relational or boyfriend or girlfriend, and you don't have time to talk, that thing won't last. Am I right? Sometimes there can be a real fight that, why don't you call me? I called you, didn't pick. Am I right? Even not only just boyfriend, girlfriend, even some of your close friends, the beautiful things that you can chat and you can talk. Are you following me? I hope you are safe. Baladi, I hope you are safe. Thank you. So, when we pray, ask your neighbor, do you pray? Ask your neighbor, do you pray? If he says yes, then when do you pray? Tell him, it's personal. I can't tell you. Hello? 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 I said, hello? Prayer is private and personal. We'll see it in a minute. Let's go back to that place we just read. When? Let's look at that verse again. When you pray. Let's look at it. Matthew 6, verse 5, right? Are you here with me? When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray, standing where? The synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. What? Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. So there is a reward today in prayer, and that's prayer. Oh, have you ever noticed people like to pray? How many of you have been there before? Let me not mention your mom. You go to a particular place, you're a small boy, you stand over there, you say, everybody pray. They're doing like this. Mommy just slap you. Pray! Have you been there before? Your mom is not like that. Huh? Or you go to a church and they say, hey, I know you can babua! Have you been there before? The pastor is marching, watch up and down, and you are doing like this. Oh, I'm a lack of wind. I pray that. Have you been there before? You know? So usually, what you say about doing like this? What do you do too? Or else you will not be in the company. I draw a bono. People have accused people in our church. That's your RFC. And somebody said, we pray. Ah, they pray. And Bob broke. Now, I'm not praying for Bob to break. That will cost more money for church. I'm praying to get answers. That's all I need. I don't need Bob to break. I'm just like, say, we make calls. Our phone broke down. That's not what I make calls for. I want the phone to get called and get this done. So, one thing you have to be very careful according to Jesus. Don't pray like a hypocrite. And who is hypocrite? Trying to pray to impress people. You know, some of us over here, you will not like it that you're going out with a guy. The guy won't talk to you. But when your friends get up, he takes your hands, say, hello, my girl, and everybody. Just show everybody. You just say, get my hands off me, Plunjo. Well, like Gabagabe. You look like a Gabagabe Yoruba. You play actor. Let's play actor, man. I mean, we've been fighting. Have you been some of these people that are married? So that's not like that anyway. They fight something in the house. When the pastor knock at the door, the wife will say, Oni, Pastor Sarah. And they hold their hands together. Pastor, you are welcome to our beautiful house. We just fasted before Pastor came in. And then they say, and then they see them, Sarah. Oh, is it lovely, Pastor? You're having some good time. And after Chris door, we saw from my neighbor. You know, that's hypocritical. So we should not pretend before God. We should not pretend. Number one, if you're going to really enjoy prayer, get real. Is that all right? We're going to show that in minutes. Get real with God. God knows everything about you anyway, so don't try and dodge anything. Hello? For instance, if you have a crutch for a girl, tell God, I really need a crutch for you. But I don't know. But I know you don't pray like that. What you pray like this? Father, in the name of Jesus, that thing, I'm not sure. Which thing? Right? Okay, so don't pray. Don't love to pray publicly for people to see you. Once in a while, you pray publicly. But don't I do this. Moment I pray, moment I want to pray, moment I close my eyes, I don't want to be with you anymore. I want to be with somebody else. God. Look at next verse. And when you pray, do this. But you, when you pray, go where? Into where? Your room. And when you are, shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Can I challenge you that the great things that happen in life, they happen privately? Are you hearing me? A lot of things about business deals, about stuff, they happen in privacy. You don't know what's going on. All the deals go behind. They're not in the open. You can see the project already in the open. But usually it's done in the secret. It's not done on the streets. Am I correct? So God is saying, look here, when you want to pray, learn to go inside. Oh, Pastor, do you mean that every time I want to pray, I must go to the room and close the door and shut the door and talk to God? God is saying, don't forget this, that prayer is personal. Something I don't want to say, but I need to say it. It's difficult to say. The Bible compares prayer to sex. You don't do sex in the open. Because it's called, those days, they will call sex carnal knowledge. Nobody just tell anything outside, say you are crazy. So communion with God is like that too. It's a private, personal thing that touches your heart. So God is saying, when you pray, see it as communion. See it as mingling together. See you and God. It's just more than physical. Hallelujah. Are we here today? Now, I didn't want to say that, but I have to say that for you to get hold of it. Hallelujah. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father, now, see something in that verse. He never used the word pray to God. Are we everybody? I said, are we everybody? Islam, in Muslim Islam, they pray to God. In Buddha, they pray to God. But Christians pray to their heavenly Father. Clap your hands for Jesus. That is so important. We are going to come back to it later. Jesus did not introduce prayer as between God and man. He introduced prayer as between God and his children. So, nobody goes home and call your daddy Mr. or Doctor. No, it's Dad. Am I right? Am I right? If you look at Jesus' life, he never usually called God, God. He called God only a few times in his life. In fact, one time he said, the one you call God, who is my Father? He called God one time when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But before he died, as he was dead, he said, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. Start learning to call God Father. I'll tell you the reason why. Some of us that is, for me, it's critical because I grew up in a polygamous house. Okay, I wonder if you're here. Your dad ever told you, I love you? Can I see your answer? Your dad said to you, I love you. Can I see your answer very well? Your dad said, oh, well, I love you. Not just in kind, though, giving you bag or rice. I mean, daddy say, I love you, boy. I love you, girl. I love you. Anybody, can I see your answer? You see, there are few. Me, I never had my father say to me, I love you. My father is a Yoruba man. Mufere, kuti flu. You know, I mean, I never, I love you. I love you, okay. I mean, where's your report sheet? What did you get? You know what I mean? I mean, you come in and say, Daddy, I passed. You say, uh-huh. Be back, yes, really. You know what I mean? I mean, that kind of a thing. So I grew up like that. And number two, there are so many in the house. So I never had rapport with a dad. So for me, when God said, Father, I'm having Father who is perfect, who can take care of me? Say that with me. God want to be my Father. Can you close your eyes and say, God, help me see you as my Father. Can you do that? God, help me see you as my Father. Okay, now, you see, can you open your eyes? That helped me to compensate for all my father's problems and weaknesses and struggles. Because, you see, if you ever grow up in a house, at the beginning, when I grew up in Ivory Coast, my father's house. And that house was a mansion until I became around 11, 12. When I became 11, 12, that house was no longer a mansion. It was in this shanty place because it was too old. Are you hearing me? And my father, I came to see that the old man doesn't have everything, Joe. Huh? And I can see the weakness, I can see the struggle. But when I adopted God as my father, that compensated all that stuff. And I could actually look at my dad with a sense of compassion. That he's a grown-up child who gave birth to this small boy. Are you hearing me? Our parents are not perfect and mature. Hello? Let me surprise you. What you knew now, your parents didn't know at their own age what you knew now at your age. At that your age now, your parents, you can just Google anything now. Your parents couldn't Google anything. They couldn't Google anything. Ask your mom, did you Google when you were 12? What would she say to you? Google call happening. Huh? See? So tell yourself, I should not blame my parents. Tell yourself, I should not blame my parents for their weaknesses. They are human beings like me.
My mother never gave me any food. My mother never really cared for me.
Ask her. Our own granny didn't care for her. Some houses, abusive language is a normal talk. I told you, Solomon, when they came to town, came from Benue, Kaduna, came to town, and then we are weary. So he thought it was a greeting language. Are you hearing me? He thought it was a normal greeting. So one day, I told him, just say, what is it about weary? My wife said, Solomon, weary is mad people. He said, yay. Some of you, your house is a normal thing, Igbati, you know? They just slap you anyhow. Your dad slaps you, your mom slaps you, your senior one slaps you, the younger one attempts, you slap them back. And it's normal. Some houses, it's normal to fight all the time. But your heavenly father is the best father. Can you clap your hands for Jesus for that? Now, if you are going to survive today, Jesus is saying, close the door. Shut the door. Come talk to me. I'm available. Let's keep reading. Next verse. And when you pray, don't use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words. You know, when you are close to somebody, you don't have to say so much. Anybody here? You know, just the mere, sometimes somebody close, like my wife, you know, something happens. I'm there. I just want to. She doesn't have to say, dear, you know what really happened? I have to. You know, all that explanations. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So, when you come to God, please, it's not the volume of what you say. It's your heart in speaking. I know that is against Nigerian mentality of prayer. Do you know that in Nigeria, we have a whole ministry of Oriki for God. You know that? Olorogboro, Elese no, Oloriki nikan, and then we employ them to come and Kioluwa. When I was growing up, my father was a person that would go to party and they do Oriki. Omo jagun, omo kinikan, omo to gbera nle, omo lele kinikan. My father would start doing like this. Huh? It's like something just come on him. Take his agbada, give it to the guy. Open his pocket, drop the money. After they don't finish, you now remember that he didn't have his agbada anymore. Now, nobody can talk God into that. You can't say God, you are God. Oh. They call it worship because they get up, so I know what you're talking about. You know, Yorubas are very funny. They want to come to you. One of my friends, he answered, go. He was going out, one of my old friends, you know, he was going out with a nylon bag. And one guy, Nigerian, Yoruba guy, particularly Southwest, you know. So this guy wanted the nylon bag. You know what he did? He came near this, my friend, and was just gisting. Actually, he looked for nylon bag. But first of all, he said, Ekule, Ekabo, Bawone, Kanshe, Kanlo, Sengbadu. But actually, his mind is on the nylon bag. So while they were going talking, somebody just came and said, ah, Uncle Joe, let me have that long bag. Then that one said, Emina fell that long bag. He said, you came here, you are not asked for that long bag. This guy will take the long bag. I know all of you do that now. You need some gari in your house, you don't have enough. You go and see your friend. You just about Manju, Manchester, and whatever. You actually after gari. But you start with the gari. Have I gotten you? Or you need some cash. Hey, Bawoni Kwa, Tinubu, Joe, when you are going out, by the way, you are not telling the truth. That's the way you came before. That's not by the way. That's the way that led you there. We are all like that. We are all like that. Because I mean, we are Yoruba now. I don't do ekule, ekabo, ekason, ekuoko. I've never had ekuiku, you know. That means ekudai. I don't hear that because I'm in there. So that's what. But God said, just come. Don't think that you'll be hard for your many words. You know, Peter was sinking. All who say, Lord, help. You know, we had a service. I was talking to them in the service, second service and fourth service. You know, see, our roads in town was very bad. They were very bad. So I said, let's start praying. And we just pray, Father, get the government to repair the road. Help our government to repair the road. And we stop. We come again next Sunday. We just say, Father, please help our government to repair the road. And one day I was passing by, they started repairing the Abba road. And next thing, they were repairing the road everywhere. Huh? Somebody said, Pastor, we need to really pray, gone. I understand. How is gone? Okay, tell me, what is gone? Me just imagine, Rebecca, I want some food and I'm hungry, and I go to Rebecca. I need some food. Rebecca said, pray gone. Pray gone. I'm hungry. Oh. And I go pray gone. I go, what's the food? Pray gone. And I go badura, go pariwo. Rebecca food. Rebecca food. Her neighbor will say, what did you get as a visitor in your house? You know, our parents have portrayed God in such a way that he's a God who is either a sadist. They saw it even now. It's not like the way they pay our school fees. What billy, 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 billy. Dad, school fees. Dad, school fees. Daddy will say, Toba billy, buy your own value. You know what I'm talking about? Are you here? You know? Myself, I feel like doing that once in a while. I just say, how much is your school fees? Possibly. See, every time I finish paying school fees, I'm getting ready for the next school fees. It should not bother. That's father for you. But we don't see that kind of a thing. Tell somebody beside you, God is my heavenly father. One more time, God is my heavenly father. For the thing that they be hard for their many words. So it's not how much you speak. It's not how volume go, like one lady told me one time. She said, you see, that's where fasting is also a problem. Why do I have to fast over here? Somebody said, I must fast till God see me like this. And when God see me like this, God will wake up and say, make him help the boy before he die. So we have all this fasting like mad. One lady I met her, she said, I want a job. I want a job. She said, I will fast till God respond. I said, that's bad though. Because if you start fasting like this, you look like this, you go to go and get for the interview, they see you looking like this, they're not going to employ you. Are you hearing me? So, what is fasting? We see that another time. But don't think that God is telling you that you have to be without food so that I can torment you, so you can look like a stick, then you know that I really need it. Pastor, I don't like the way you are doing. You are making things easy. Oh boy, no, I'm laughing. Life is already difficult. Don't go ahead more to it. Let me tell you about the church. Years ago, before I became a pastor, I traveled around to go and preach. I just traveled around and preach. So this church invited me to go and preach for their convention. I was the opening speaker. So that day, my driver went to go and fix the car, the engine. And as I was coming back, the bonnet of the 505 just opened and smashed the windscreen and broke it. I was supposed to go and preach by the evening. It came around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. So I said, hey, don't worry. I said, he was crying and he was weeping. I said, what happened? Are they finished the car now? I said, what is it? I said, windscreen. I look at the thing, smashed. I was about to go preach. All the anointing would have left. So I got onto the meeting, dropped. I said, take the car home. When I got to the church, I sat down. The pastor, the GO, was there. And they were acting a drama. Are you here? Some guys don't like me in this town because I'm this way. See, but they can't do without me now because they know that God is helping this guy. Not that one kind of way. So, the drama, all this drama, sometimes I don't watch. Even some Christian drama, I don't watch. I rather watch some secular film than no, some Christian film. You know, some of this Christian film, they show devil like this. I will kill you. That's not devil. So, they saw the drama. They saw three Christians. They were going to heaven. They were struggling. So one fell off. They meant two. Now, when they nearly entered the gate of heaven, the second one dropped off. And then the other one just managed to grab the gates. And then the G.O. got up and said, "Hey, God help us, oh, it's not an easy road." Now wait, who should jump first? I just broke my windscreen. Who should be the first one to cry? They said, "It's not an easy road. It's not." I already planned what to preach. See, today, you hardly see me using notes to preach. You know why? You know why I don't write extensive things? Because when I get to the service, I know what to do. Some of these places, you go and preach, they say, they give one topic like this for university degree. They find out they're primary school teacher. So I got down there, and then they said, I just forgot my preaching. I said, it's not an easy road. The G.O. was doing like this. God, help us. It's difficult. Life is rough. God. They were crying. What would they be crying now? They were crying like that then. You know, I sat on there. The Lord said, change your subjects. You know, we are open to, let's go and see it. Matthew 11:28. Matthew 11:28. Give us on the screen very fast. Why are you making things so easy? Look at it. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll make it worse for you. That was in the Bible. Are you here? What is it I'll do? I'll do what? Next verse. Next verse. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Next verse, quickly. Next verse. For my yoke is difficult and my body is heavy. Hello? 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 My yoke is easy. So I said, God said, tell them, my yoke is easy. My body is like, if you have any difficult yoke, it's not from me. When I said that, the G.O. jumped up. He said, that's right. He's been crying before. Said, yo, that's right, hallelujah. Another one. You know, Professor D? He went for one community development health talk. When they got down there, sat down. There was a guy beside him on this side. There was another guy beside him on this side. The guy beside him said, I'm talking about hypertension. The guy said to the prof, this day, Tinubu is going to give us high blood pressure. Prof didn't say anything. The guy kicked prof. I said, Tinubu is going to give us high blood pressure. Prof is living on the easy yoke and body light. Prof said, no, Tinubu is going to give me anything. When he said that, the person here repeated what Prof said. The man changed the word and said, me too, Tinubu won't give me high blood pressure. Here? So, number one, Christian life is easy. Say that with me. Christian life is easy. Pastor, I don't believe you. What makes it difficult is our own thinking. Are you here? Are you here? I said, are you here? So God said, when you pray, don't multiply word. Just come. You know, my experience years ago, I told you about it now. That time I was traveling, I didn't have a car. And I was in Luth, preaching in Luth. And I just said, God, I need a car. That shocked me, actually. This really shocked me. I said, God, I need a car. I've been going around with boss. I need a car. Just get me one that's very good. And 3 weeks later, I was in Ibadan, preaching in one church at Sango. While I was preaching, a woman was sitting down in that service, and somebody came to her and said, give that pastor a car. Now, I was a guest speaker. And then she said to herself, how do I know? Maybe he has a car, I'm just dreaming up something. And then she had me saying from the stage, I don't know how I got down there, I don't have a car. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And then, after the service was over, she walked up to me and said, "Hey, Reverend, how are you doing? I want to give you a car." I look at her. She was wearing skirt and one gown like that. I think maybe she was one poor woman. She has only one car. She give me the car and she go and die. Now they say I kill her. So I said, "Madam, am I worried?" She said, "No, I want to give you the car." So she gave me a business card. So in the night, I slept. I said, "What kind of car? You will not believe my dream." See, I told you, our problem is not God. God is easy. We are now thinking. When I said, "Which kind of car would this woman give me?" The way she looked, you know, she was called. You know, called. Is this called? You call it now? This one you wear that comes out like that, that looks like Nike. Is it Nike now? Slip. Let me see if anybody's wearing something like that. And I'm here. Ladies, usually. Oh, you want to be very fine. If you wear that one, you know that's a big lady. So I said, I had a dream in the night that one old Vauxhall that has been gentled for 25 years. So, second day I woke up, I went to go and see her in the office. I said, that when I saw her in the office, she was looking like an executive lady. I said, "You were talking about car yesterday." She said, "No, I'm not reading my mind. It's your car. You want to pick it?" I said, "What kind of car?" It was the latest that time for 505. I just prayed 3 weeks, dry prayer. If that car had seen me before, I must pray for 3 hours. Baba, Baba, Jesus, Baba, say, "Ah, Oluwa, Alagbara, Olowo Agbara, Elese." You know? I mean, do you know what? We went to go and pick the car. My mechanic that time went with me, Brashino. Not my mechanic. He was in the fellowship with us. So I said he was a mechanic. Let's go and pick. So we went to go and pick this car at a distance in Ibadan. Actually, her husband died. That car was made by her husband. Packed in the garage, and she just said, "She's going to give it to me." I just had my baby, our first baby that time. You know what? That mechanic picked the car, AC, everything was working, cha-cha. We were coming back to Abeokuta, he was driving. He would drive small, we stop and say, "Ogao." You drive small, we say, "Ogao." You drive small, we say, "Ogao." I said, "Kilo sele, Ogao." The car just blew his mind out. Look at me. I never bought even bicycle tire before. I just prayed dry prayer like that. Hello.
Pastor, you know, it doesn't always happen like that.
I know. Hold on. So, how do you pray? Let's close with that one. I've got a few minutes left. How do you pray? Let's go back to that place we have just read. Matthew 6, verse 9. How do you pray? Pastor, why is God making that kind of prayer? No, verse 8. Sorry, we are not finished verse 8. Okay, verse 7 to make it clearer. We read, "And when you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." Now, why should I not pray like this? See, number one, say, don't pray like hypocrites. Am I right? Appearance. And second, don't pray like the pagans who thinking that they'll be heard from their many words. Now look at this verse. Why should we not pray like that? Because therefore, don't be like these pagans, for your what? Your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. You know, one time I had to go and preach in U.S. for 2 weeks, back to back. 1 week in New York City, 1 week in Houston. And they don't give visa easily to everybody. Are you hearing me? I just got up in the morning and I said to God, the Bible says that leaders are your ministers. So I'm going to this embassy and I just want, and I was ready. If they say no, I'm coming to my house. I'll go and preach. I don't have time to go and believe in somebody's country. I like here. Jeremiah, you like here too? Thank you. Rebecca, you don't like here. Even you are looking like those up there this morning. So, I got to the embassy. I just sat down and I told the guy, I want to go and preach. Then he asked for my something money. I can't even remember. So I put it in. He said, "Oh, don't worry. Go and pick up. You're going to go." I came out. One guy, I think he got before me. I saw him. He said, "Oh, Jesus. I never did anything like that. He never bugged me. You know why? Write it down. Priorities matter in prayer. Priorities matter in prayer. Priorities matter in prayer. Priorities. So, how do you pray well? Look at this. For your Father knows the things you have need of him before you ask him. Now, can you look up everybody over here? I want to round up around this area. You know what you think? See, you think, the next one I ask you, what do you need? Oh, I need a car, man. I need a house, man. I need a visa, man. Are you looking at your life, just one thing, or you're looking at your life as a whole? What do you actually need for life? So let's look at how to pray priorities prayer. Look at next verse. Therefore, you see, in this manner, therefore, Christ is not telling you how to pray well. See, he said, your Father knows what you need. So I tell you how to pray now. In this manner, therefore, pray. How do you pray now? Let's go now. Let's go. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven. Next one. Hallowed be your name. Next verse. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Third, give us this day our daily bread. Next verse. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Next verse. And don't what? I'm not yelling at you. But deliver us from the evil one, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Have you ever seen prayer bulletin? Huh? Or prayer points? People share prayer points. I don't know where they get from. Christ gave us seven point agenda of prayer. Are we ready? Look at this. This was not prayer that to be recited like a vain repetition. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, and as it is in heaven, so therefore. In this manner, look at verse 9 again. In this manner, therefore pray. In this type, in this way, pray. Now, let's look at order in that prayer. Number one, our Father in heaven. Now, mark the words that were used. I want you to just break it down. Think along with me now. Think along with me. Our Father in heaven. That's how the prayer opens. And I said, hallowed. The word hallowed means to honor, to reverence, to glorify your name. See, your name. Next verse. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Notice there were three your. The first one, your name. So, priority number one, our Father, hallowed be your name. Second, your kingdom come. Number three, your will be done. Now, see, you are not coming yet because you're not seeing your life as a whole. You are asking for visa, but you are not seeing your life as a whole. You are asking for that exam to pass. You are not seeing your life as a whole. You are thinking of marriage. You are not seeing your life as a whole. You are not seeing just now. Look at next verse. Let's go now. Give us this day our. You see, our was not the first. What was the first? Your. What was? And what are the three? Your what? Your name. Your kingdom. Your will. Wow. Then he said, give us this day our daily bread. Next one. Forgive us our. See, our now came. There was first three, your name be hallowed. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth, not just in your own life alone, on earth as it is in heaven. Then, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Next one. And don't lead us to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Then it closes with, yours is the kingdom. Again, yours is the power. And yours the glory forever. So it looks like this. Good prayer priorities start with worship, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, and closes with praise. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory, and all other things are in between. So, number one priority in prayer, now, this will help you. Number one priority in prayer is not asking for things first, is glorify your Father's name. So when you get into prayer, obey divine protocol. I need 2 million. Shut that one down. Don't talk about that one first. Talk about God's name to the glory, because his name is the provider. That's why I can provide for you. His name is the healer. That's why I can heal you. See, if I have plumbing problem in my house, I open my scroll and I scroll down to my plumber, not my electrician. Because the name defines the need. Praise God. See, when you open with hallowing God's name, glorifying his name, your problem will be too small. When you see God, the creator of heaven and earth, what is US visa in the light of that? Huh? The maker of all mankind. So, what is husband, one husband in the midst of that? 8 billion people. But you see, we start with God, my need. So, actually, your need is on the throne, and you want to get God to join you where you are without a throne to solve the problem. No. God is on the throne, and your need is minimal. Tell your neighbor beside you, your need is just like this. Tell your neighbor, your need is just like this. Wow. Like this. Just like this. I mean, just imagine God getting me a car like that, just like this. You know how we got this land around here? Look at this land. We didn't go to fasting and prayer. Our church. We need land. We need land. We need land. We need land. Church, Abro. You know, we just trusted God and know that our Father will help us, because I was thinking we have to have service. Guess what? You know how God's land? It's just moving around. It's been bushed. I used to walk around here to go to the back there before. Never turned there. And one day, somebody came around here and a drunkard staggered. And I was talking to the agent. He said, "You want to know who is the owner of this land?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "I will take you there." And then he took us to the back where the person that was the owner's brother. And then people wonder, how do we get things like this over here? And by the way, let me surprise you too. Look at this building. You do so we are around. How many of you are around when we are doing this building? You've been a long time here. You know what? We never did like this. Hey, I pray all the emirs that want to stop this place. We never even raised money one Sunday. We never, you know, we never put something at the front. They call it Ibaore. Am I right? You know, we didn't dance around it. I start calling each family. Oh yeah, Clema give. You know what? One day, the miracle was happening such a way that I got an alert of 600K from a woman who died 3 years before. Huh? You see what I just said? The woman died 3 years ago, and I got an alert from her today of 600K. Pastor, what do you say? Is he having an alert of 600K? I said, the woman don't die now. The bank for day for after death. But I remember her daughter came in. So I said, "Kemi, hello, how are you doing? I just got this alert from your mom for the building." I said, "My mom, before she died, said we should give you the money." And that money came at the right time just for the building. In fact, it was so good. It was working. See, nobody's, it can be easy. Hello. If you just let work with your Father in heaven. See, it could be. One time, when we were in this building, we didn't have money just to pay the guy for something. I think about around 300, I'm not sure, or 250. So I said to God, I will borrow my daughter's school fees for you. You pay me back.
Pastor, how can you talk to God like that?
He said, "My Father, now, I beg you. Let me show you something. That somebody in this country, all of us know him as number one Christian. Who can tell me? Who can tell me? Try. Who? Baba Adeboye. How does he pray? How does he pray? He never shouts. What does he call God? Answer me. What does he call the God? I want small, small Jew. Father God, there's somebody there. God has met your need now. And quiet like that. Huh? With all our noise, he has built a camp without noise. The day he shouts, maybe heaven will change and the earth will move. But you know what he gave? One day I had a secret. He said, "I made God my Father." And please, let's all of us make God our Father. Tell somebody beside you, God is my heavenly Father. So I told you about that person giving money and things like that. Let me tell you something else. When you began to see God, see, the first thing is, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed. Your name is big. Your name, that's why we start with worship. Why do we worship in church? So that we can actually magnify who God is. You know, people don't magnify God. That's why they're having all kinds of crazy things and trouble. You have to go and lie somewhere. Oh, there's a couple in church. This lady with her husband, they were struggling. I know the guy. Are you hearing me? And sometimes when you don't see God, you think that your life has to be solved by one visa or one something, or someone does something in your life won't do. So a sister or brother in the UK told her, you are suffering too much. I want to get you a visa to come to UK. So they had them to do all the papers for her. She got to the embassy, they stamped her, don't ever come back here. She wept bitterly. She cried. Because our mother who was in UK, Queen of England that time, had disappointed her. Do you know that she was hawking shoes around in town here? When they couldn't find anything and they turned toward the Father God and walked with the Father God, can I tell you something? The house they rented at that junction there, where they were renting, later they bought that building for 12 million. If I show you the guy in church, you will know he's the person. It's normal. They are my guys. Before he married, I'll be working on him. He was a court boy before. Hear me? And I told them, just make God your heavenly Father. Start from there. It's doing business. You know, January 7th of this year, on our anniversary day, I didn't want to do anything. He said, Reverend, let me take you somewhere. You know where he took me to? We went past, back and back there we went. He just showed me a hall he built for children to have Sunday Bible studies. Furnished apartment, built it, and give me some of them scholarship. Tell your neighbor, your Father wants to do more than you are thinking. You are too busy with certification. God, just let me get out. What if you see your life bigger than that? That's why our parents find prayer difficult. They are in the wrong platform. Their life is too big for them. God said, look, leave your life aside first. Don't come to our, look back, go back to verse 9 again. Take a look. Right. Priorities in prayer. Verse 9. Give us verse 9 quickly. Verse 9. I have to stop. We'll continue next week. Verse 9. Are we there? In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, where? Hallowed be your name. What's his name? The Lord is my shepherd. What is the next? I'm not hearing your voice. I shall take it. Listen. Are we here? When God said, the Lord is my shepherd, my want, my need should not bother me anymore. Like I told you again, if I have a plumbing problem in my house, the moment I call the plumber, Baba Ahmed, that's his name. He's been my plumber for over 30 years. Baba Ahmed, his son Ahmed is also working with him. Fantastic plumber. Baba Ahmed, I have problem with my... He just say, I'm coming. When he comes, I don't stay down there and be walking and telling him what to do. That's not my issue. I just go to my room and sit down. I say, Baba Ahmed, say, Parido. And I like this man. When he finishes, he will clean the place, make it look nice. And I will get up and say, Baba Ahmed, hello, hello. And he won't charge me too much. He's my friend. My priorities, get Baba Ahmed there. Rest will take care of itself. And thank God, you are Baba in heaven. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. You must have this confidence that you have a Father. Now forgive me, fathers are messing up these days. Are you hearing me? I was telling them one service there that My daughter came home. She's doing some seminar project to go to November. And she was working. Thank God she came home. And a laptop I gave her to do some work. They don't use laptop, but finally, final year, using laptop. And the laptop broke down. I said, what should we do? I called one of the experts, work on the laptop. It didn't work. You know my next reaction? I'm going to get her another laptop. Why? My name is Daddy. Get her? I called the person and said, try this and try this and try this. Maybe it will work or not work. I said, let's keep trying. When it was not working, I made up my mind. I called the guy. Help me find out how much a laptop is. Can we get something good for her? He gave me a range. I determined to get the laptop. Guess what? I'm not lying. The next 1 or 2 minutes, my phone rang, an alarm of a transfer of money from somebody. And that money covered the laptop plus my tithe of the money. You know why? Because the father of that girl has a father in heaven too. Praise God, somebody. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Tell somebody beside you, you don't have any problem. All you need is a father. And you have a father in heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you know that? She couldn't recover whatever she put over there. I told the guys, start searching for me. They search on the laptop. They search. Without couldn't get that thing searched out. I said, okay, try and write another one. I said, take the laptop to her in school because she couldn't get it. That's what a father is. Now, listen. You think I'm a good father, right? Look at Matthew 7, verse 11. Matthew 7, verse 11. If you, then being evil, know how to give good gift to your children. Oh, read that verse with me, the rest of it. Open your mouth, read along with me. Can you read? How much more will your father, where? Who is in heaven, give what? Good job now. Good marriage now. Good location now. Good life now. Can you clap your hands for that God who is a good God? You need to just relax. What he wants from you is to pay attention to him first. Are you hearing me? He said, your name to be hallowed, your kingdom to come, your will being done. Then rest is easy. Are you hearing me? Can I ask you a question? Do you know him by his name? Are you just God? It's not because we call God God. You don't go and say, God. That is the bonus you have. Oh, take a look. Go to Psalm 91 for me. Hallelujah. Hallowed be your name. Glory to Jesus. Are we there, Psalm 91? Look at verse 14. Because he's talking about somebody over here. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, what will I do? And next part, I will set him where? Because, oh, glory to Jesus. He said, if you know my name, you are already promoted. I will set you on high. For instance, do you know his name as the very present help in trouble? Take a look. Psalm 46, verse 1. Take a look. His name. The Father. God is our refuge. There are three names of God in that verse. God is our refuge. Second is our strength. And third, a very present what? Listen to me, everybody here. How many of you went to school where they say present, sir? How many of you went to school? Oh, Enola, you went to school like that? I thought it was the old school. So they still do Enola, you know, they do present, sir. They call your name, Enola, so do me, present, ma. Present, sir. Jeremiah, present, sir. You don't answer, you have trouble. You have to mark the paper, you do like that. You know what? God, when you are in trouble, when you say God, you say very present, sir. Praise God, somebody. There's something good about trouble. God is very present there. Whoa! You hear that? Why are you running away from trouble? Why are you running from trouble? Yeah, God said, look, I'm present normally. But when trouble comes, I'm very present. We have over there four generators because we are living in Nigeria. We have backup for the backup for the backup. Three are Tokumo. One is Chacha Owokoni. We don't touch it. It's 150 kVA. When you answer like this for 1 hour, you have to get ready about 50,000 naira diesel. For service of 3 hours, we're ready for 150,000 naira. So we don't go there. I said, we want to enjoy ourselves. It's getting hotter now. I don't know what we're going to do. So what do? We have the backup of the backup. We have the backup of the backup. But God is our greatest backup. Very. So when you find, I'll tell them today in the second service. Let me tell you something. You say, you need to see God. I got a friend years ago that was working in a company in Sangwater. They went to drug making. Pfizer. German, became German Pfizer later. And this brother was working there. He was quite well to do, became one of the managers there. And somebody stole the drug, about 5 million naira worth of drugs. That was years ago. About 20 years ago, 20-something years ago. He stole the drug. And then they wanted to implicate him because they didn't like him. So that Friday, another friend of mine, we were at an engagement ceremony for a pastor. While we were there, we got a call, not on the phone, but saying that brother in that company had been taken by police straight to Elewero. Are you hearing me? Are you here? What's that? It spelled trouble, right? So when they told us, the first thing I do was to open my Bible and say, God, we need your help. And I read this verse, I'll be with him in trouble. That's Psalm 91, verse 15. It's after this. We'll come back here. Give us Psalm 91, verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Listen, I will be with him in trouble, and I'll do what? I didn't hear you. I said, Lord, just deliver him. Forget the honor. We don't need honor. Just deliver this guy. Are you hearing me? Huh? Hello? Are you here, everybody? I quoted the verse, for God, leave the honor. Just deliver this guy because he's in prison now. So we went to Elewero, my Bible in my hand. That time there was no phone. So there was no phone like this now. So I got down there. I saw him behind the counter. He removed his shoes, his belt. And I said, hey, all right. Why? Take this. Read that verse for yourself. I said, Lord, deliver him. Do you know what God did? The Lord delivered him. But then God kept his word of honor. Guess what? That company went bankrupt because of that problem. And it was not being cleared. And then Sonekon, you know, is this Sonekon now? Interim government after Babangida, came with his guys to buy the company. They were now thinking who they can make a director. And they made that brother a director in the company, that same company. You should clap your hands for Jesus there. The next thing I heard was that he went out to Europe to attend their stuff. He came back with his cheeks looking rosy like that. God kept the remaining word, I will honor. Now, see, when you start knowing his name is equal to what he says he will do. A plumber does plumbing work. A carpenter will fix it. That's why when Jesus came here, he became a carpenter because he can fix anything. And he's still a carpenter. In spiritual realm, he can fix anything in your life. So he said, our Father in heaven, don't start prayer like this. God, I need vision. Shut up. Who are you talking to? It's just like you went to go and see Tinubu and said, one barrel of oil. Say, oh boy, calm down. Let's talk about the petroleum resources of Nigeria first. No, I want one barrel. Get out. Let's go back to Matthew. Let's round up. My time is up. So, the first priority in prayer, begin to see God as big. His name is your Father. He's great. Hallelujah. Can I surprise you? You know why God wants to bless you? Can I tell you? You know why God wants to bless you? You know why God wants to raise you? My dad, I grew up in Ivory Coast. I was born in Ivory Coast. So one day I traveled to go and see him before I entered the university. So we went out together. I've been a rascal all my life. Been a rascal, you know. I like jackets, rubber jackets, you know, leather jackets. So one day I was going out to my dad outside, and this guy was selling this leather jacket. And I started eyeing it. I don't like normal jacket. I like, you know, I'm a funny guy. So my dad saw me eyeing it. He said, hey, son, you want that? I said, because I know we are so many, how could he buy the thing for me? He said, I'll buy it for you. And he gave me the reason. He said, you know what? I buy it so that when you wear it, they know you're on my muscle. Man, I did like that a little bit. He got me that thing. I wore it till the thing torn. Are you hearing me? God wants to show you that. People can say, that's the daughter of God, Rebecca. That's the son of God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? God wants a family. Let me round up right like this. Don't live your life like an orphan. Your prayer will not be answered here. Prayers don't get answered when you live as an orphan. You live all by yourself. It's about your life, about something. You want a girl for yourself. You want a future for yourself. You are an orphan. Remember, that man had two sons. Remember, he had two sons, the prodigal son and the brother. Remember both of them? And the prodigal son said to Dad, I want my own portion. They want the house. They got big house. They got big life. They got servant. I want my portion. Dad was very nice. That's a good dad. He will let you learn your lessons. So he said, how much? So he divided the thing and he gave his own. And the guy packed his own. $32. Pocketed the dollar. What the father had worked all these years for, he turned it to dollar, put it in his pocket, and left. Can you imagine all their whole life put it in his pocket? Olodo. And then he went out. He saw his friends. They never knew where the money came from. It came from not himself, from his association with his father. So he started spending the money. He never knew how it came. He spent, and the girls, they went to Burna Boy's concert. They paid money. They went to Davido's own. They went down there. It's called Timeless. And the money is not timeless. Are you hearing me? So one day the money finished. All the girls show. All the friends show. He looked at himself. Say, man, what am I going to do now? He started looking for work. Bad. He couldn't find work. Then he found one. Pigry. The guy said, hey boy, you want to walk? He said, yes, I'm hungry. No food for hungry man. So after I finished walking, he said, can I eat out of the cassava? No. Something happened to the guy. The Bible said, he came to himself. Who are you? I'm a computer operator, Olodo. Who are you? I'm an architect trying to go to Canada, Olodo. Who are you? I'm a pastor that want to pastor. One day, I met one pastor who was struggling about ministry. I said, forget ministry. Hang it. He said, I said, because it's your life, hang it. Your father wants to take care of you. See, pastors, all they see is ministry. I don't see ministry. I don't live as a minister. I live as a child of God. God is my heavenly father. You should clap there. I don't worry about a lot of things. Ah, what about ministry? Are we going abroad? I'm not going nowhere. I'm just cool, man. I'm just cool. Will you go and preach something? No, I don't worry. I got a father in heaven who will take care of me. So the prodigal son said, in my father's house, servants have 3 square meals. What am I doing here? Let me go home. I'm not asking for something. I'm asking for servanthood. Just make me one of your servants. At least I have a place to sleep and what to eat. But I got a news for you. Remember that? Abba. He said, you are running down the road. See, dad was looking at the road because he knew that boy had enjoyed life before he come back for that life again. Guess what? As he turned around the corner, the dad began to run. Now, in Israel, daddies don't run. Daddies are like this. Mommy will run, but daddies don't run. But your heavenly father will run toward you. And he ran. Dad, can you just imagine? Now, listen to this. I love this. Dad was running. I guess dad was weeping. You could see him tattered, battered by life. And you know, a lot of you today, I pity you. I pity you today. Life is so hard. Life is so tough. Nobody cares anymore. These leaders don't care anymore. We are in prodigal land. But that boy said, I'm going back to my dad. He said, the dad grabbed him. Guess what? Man, dad kissed him. He had not brushed for days. Got no shoes, man. Dad said, hey, he said, dad, I've sinned. Before he said, make me. God, dad said, hey, servant, that he wanted to become. Come bring shoes. Come bring, bro, dress him up. Come on, let's celebrate. Stop planning for your life. Your life is too small in the context of what God has for you. Will you allow the Father to be your prayer point first? Not, Lord, I want a girl, man. Lord, I want a job, man. Lord, I want to be in that place. In my younger days, my dream is one day to shake the hands of the richest person, make my life. I want to be like Billy Gates. I want to be like that. I want to be like this. I want to make the richest person. I got the highest result in my school. But I'm highly competitive, looking for something. But the day came, I came to see that the highest ambition in life is to be God's son. God's child will take care of you. So number one, can you say that with me? My Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I reverence your name. I respect your name. Is that all right? Get up on your feet. Worship is just more than concert now. Worship is relating with our Father. One song says, I cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Aloha. Now, don't sing for the choir. Don't sing for me. Sing it to God. I cry, Abba Father. When you sing this song, I'd like you to close your eyes and just imagine, oh God, I cry, Abba Father. Aloha be your name. Close your eyes. Don't look around. Just talk to God. Talk to your Father on the throne. Oh, hello.
Aloha be.
I cry. Just cry to you today, cry. I cry, Abba Father. There's so much in life. Where will I go? What will I do?
Be your name.
Hello.
Hello. Be
your
name.
I cry. I cry, Abba Father, Abba Father.
Father, 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 Father.
you just open up and say, God, you are my dad. You are my dad. I accept that fact today. You are my dad. I may have a father on earth, but you are my dad. You are my original, correct dad. My dad just a sample of you. My parents are just your picture. You are the original. And thank you for taking me. Thank you for being my father. And from now on, I will live in the light of you, my father. I'm not alone anymore. I know you have my interests at heart. And I'm sure you'll take care of me because you're a good father. You're a good father. You're a good father. I may not know everything, but I know that you are a good father. Your goodness surrounds me today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you clap your hands for the Lord? Sit down. Thank you. I don't know, we would like to ask some questions before we leave here. But I want you to just, yeah, I'm not saying you should become lazy and flabby, but start counting on your father. You know, I was telling them in the first service today that we must also learn to count as our parents on. To be honest with you, if our parents have known the Heavenly Father, they will behave better with us. I'm going to be honest with you, when I was younger, my kids were younger, I was tough, I was hard, I was. But as I started knowing more about my Heavenly Father, it became quite easier to relate. And do you know, I heard that 70% of prisoners in America are fatherless. Particularly boys. Tough. But you have a father. It doesn't mean you won't have a hard time. Remember, it's a very present help. Where? In trouble. You may not get the best love around you, but your Heavenly Father loves you anyway. When people reject you, put you aside, you can always go. In my family, I was introvert. I was also a stammerer. That combination won't let you live well. But when I discovered that God is my Heavenly Father, and He wanted me to preach, I laughed. Because how will I talk? And here I am today. Before we ask this question, this person asked this person and this question. If God is my father, why am I having some protracted issues in my life? Why are these bugging me? Now, let me tell you, all those who have experienced the fatherhood of God in the Bible, they find themselves in spots that can be really tough, like Abraham, like Joseph, who lost his mother quite early and lost his father later, became a slave. All of them went through that for one reason. So in those dark moments, they can develop their intimacy with their Heavenly Father. So God wants to economize your trouble and make the best of it to really show you something. Thou preparest a table before me. When? Where? In the presence of my enemies. All the challenges, all the pains, all the shortcomings, all the personality disorders, all the anger, the anxiety, they have not been fully removed for one reason, so that you can develop intimacy with your father there. So you can walk through it together. So you won't be a self-made man, but a father-made person. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? So let's ask some questions and get out of here. Beautiful. Please, you are free. You can ask any question about God, about life, about the issue. But don't forget the root. God is my father. Your name is not in that group included, but your name is on the Father's roll. Praise God. All right. Any question you want to ask by microphone? Yes, go ahead, lady. Go ahead,
praise the Lord.
You're welcome.
So my question is, I know there is a place in the Bible that says that the violent take it by force.
The violent take it by force?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
So what do you have to say about that?
Fantastic. Thank you for bringing that up. Remember we read Matthew 6 verse 9? Remember that place we read? Let's read it again. Matthew 6 verse 9. Oh yeah, next week we'll be able to get to that. Give us Matthew 6 verse 9. Quickly, please. Matthew 6 verse 9. Thank you. Your kingdom, okay, in this manner therefore pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Now follow, let's look at next verse. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. See that word, your kingdom. Let's go to Matthew 11 now. Matthew 11 verse 12. See that word, kingdom. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by what? Oh, you see, the second priority in prayer is the kingdom of God. So come next week. Now, he said, number one, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Second one, your kingdom come. What is your kingdom? Your government, your governance, your authority, your rulership. And at that moment, I'm no longer just nice guy. I'm here to enforce my Father's rule. My Father wants me to be better. He wants me rich. He wants me healthy. He wants me strong. I will enforce that in the face of everything. That is violent taken by force. Every nation has an army. Am I right? And what's the army for? To protect the territorial integrity of that nation. I'm left here on earth because earth here is not looking like heaven. But I'm going to make an embassy for God here. My life is going to be an embassy of God. When you go to American embassy, you enter the gate. The moment you pass the gate, you are on American soil. You don't believe that? Though it's in Lagos. But it's American soil. Nigerian power, Nigerian government does not work inside there. You see their flag on that land. And so, in your own life too, you are heaven's embassy. Is that right? So, some things you don't pray for, you claim it. Are you hearing me? Your dad sent you the check. Go claim it. Don't be saying, Daddy, Daddy, what happened? That's the place where you go to your father. You talk with him. You seal the deal. You come out of there. People are saying, Pastor, I've been praying. I don't see any answer. Make the answer possible. Join force with the Father. Are you hearing me? You are praying for a job. You don't get a job yet. What do? Get out. And say, I'm going to enforce my Father's kingdom. I'm going to get something out of this life. And then you go for that interview. They say, we are not taking you. As you step out and say, I don't believe that. Somebody will take me. You go to the next one again. I don't believe that. He said, he won't take me. Take me. You take it by force. Are you hearing me? You take it by force. God said it. I believe it. I receive it. Oh, God, I wonder. No, God said, don't be a chicken. I'm a guy. Get up. Praise God, somebody. You hear me? We're going to get to that. We're going to see the will of God, the kingdom of God, our daily bread, forgive, and then debts and temptations and trouble, how to face them in prayer. Right? Blessed. Clear a little bit. So, your dad wants you strong. You know, sometimes, you know, it can be great when you tell your daddy in his company. And then your daddy's company, and somebody said, I'm going to attack your dad. I'm going to attack you. Tell him, you don't have to see my dad. I'll deal with you. Sometimes you think that, am I worried by my deep belief? Hello? Praise God. Is that all right? Don't forget, our firstborn is called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So who are we? We are girl lions and boy lions, right? We take life by force. We prosper everywhere. We break record. We top the barriers. We just stand up and say, I'm not giving up. And I'm not giving in. I'm going to give anything. I'm going to give thanks to Jehovah on the throne. Come and clap your hands for Jesus. Is that all right? Is that all right? That's the best thing. You see that as time has gone. You're going to bring God's government here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why? Everybody want to go to US and go to UK. The government is better. Next question. Yeah. Ladies are coming up today to ask questions. Yeah, their daddy's girls. Hello. All right. Great. Beautiful. Let's hear a question.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Thank you for the teaching. Yeah. I want to ask that if we want to look at it in the natural sense.
Okay.
My father gave birth to me, right? So yeah. I don't struggle to look like him. Like, I have some of his features naturally.
Beautiful.
So why do we have to pray as Christians to look like God, to behave like God, to do the things of God? Or do we not have to pray? Like, you know, they say, like this morning we prayed that I want to know God more.
Thank
I don't
you.
Have to pray to know my daddy naturally. Like, so can you?
Thank you. Because your daddy is too small. Your daddy is too small. You can do everything about him at a go. Your daddy is too small. What does he have? He has 5 houses, 10 houses. You can see all the houses, right? Your dad has some features you have. But if you remember that, he had to train you at home and work on you and make you further go beyond himself, right? That's our dad. But this Heavenly Father is loaded from every side. From eternity to eternity, he is. And you're just coming up now. You got a lot of stuff to learn. And by the way, he has so much you have not seen yet. So much glory, so much light, so much power that I guess, let me tell you, it will take more than a million lifetime to learn all that. So God give you eternity to do that. So here, just in Riaza, there's so much to learn. You have not seen anything yet. I've not seen anything yet. In fact, look at this verse in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and verse 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. My. There's so much to happen in our life. Sometimes the big things of life that we call big things, they're actually like a bucket of water by the ocean. So, what's your name again now? Biola, Damilola, there's still much to explore in your father's kingdom. Even your dad, you see, because you have been a human being all your life, and God is a spirit, so you have to get used to him. And really, when we say you should know God, we don't mean that something about God is just different. No, God is love. So you need to go to deeper dimension of his love. I mean, you love now, but I'm waiting for you to love one day and come and give all these people in Rome 1 million each. Yeah. Can you imagine? I'm expecting to love so deep one day that you say, all these small, small boys running around on the road, let's do something for them. But you have to really get along with your dad to get to that depth. I hope that's understandable. All right, beautiful. Yeah. Any other question before we go? Last Sunday, I was not around. Was it last Sunday I was not around? And mommy finished quite early, so I want to finish quite early today too. Yes, I want to go home. Yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And happy Sunday, everyone. Okay, so Matthew 17 was talking about when the disciples tried to cast out demon from someone and they couldn't. Then Jesus came into the picture and he talked about the fact that they had little faith.
Yeah.
But he still also made a sentence in verse 21 where he said that this type of things cannot go without prayer and fasting. So,
thank you.
Exactly what does this mean, number one? And what are those things, or how do we identify the things that we have prayer
thank
and fasting?
You.
So thank you, sir.
People don't read labels. Are you hearing me? You know, when you pick up tomato ketchup, it says, no sugar added. Don't think that other things won't have sugar added to them. I'm confusing you, right? Look at this verse. He said, however, this kind, what kind? Did he say, every kind? That was it? We went to school. Don't we go to school? This kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now, what is he dealing with there? He's dealing with his apostles, right? Not their own personal problems, right? Right? It's about somebody who came to them as ministers, right? It's not my own life, not my own stuff. It's somebody else's baby that was sick, particularly with epilepsy. Anybody epilepsy dealing with over here? The problem is epilepsy. And they came to Jesus. No, they didn't find Jesus. They found his disciples because he went with three to go and pray. So they now were there. And they couldn't cast out this spirit. And Jesus said, oh, they came. Let's go to verse 19. Verse 19. So they came to Jesus. Disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? What's Jesus' answer? Verse 20. And he said to them, because you didn't fast enough. You didn't pray enough. What did he say? Because of your unbelief. For as surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Now, look, next verse. However. What's the meaning of however? Go to school. So he was saying the first verse 20 that we read, he said, nothing shall, if you develop your faith, nothing shall be impossible to you. You shall say to, look at that verse 20 again. He said, you will say to this man, and he will move, and nothing. That means including this. Now let me surprise you. Jesus cast out that spirit. Did he fast and pray? Now, the meaning of fasting and praying is this. Can I show you? It means get ready your spiritual life. Be fasting and praying. Be living in God. Be working with God. See, God didn't ordain fasting to solve problem. God ordained fasting to expand your possibility. Did you hear me? Let's make it clearer. Today, when you go to gym, what do you see most there? Those who have been told by hospital, lose weight or else. Am I correct? When you go to gym, people that you see there are those ones who have been forced to go there. But usually their trainer, they were not there by force of health issue. They were what? Practitioners of fitness. Am I right? You see them standing over there and they say, get up, get up. You see this mama getting up like this. Mama, we do like this. Mama do like, eh. The second one is, you can't get up in the morning. But the trainer, the coach, is not doing that to solve problem. He's doing that as a lifestyle. So prayer and fasting should be your lifestyle, not solving problems. That means before problem will come, you are ready. Make it easier. Many of us read for exam. That's why we don't know books. You know why you don't know books? Read for exam. You don't read for pleasure. You don't read for purpose. So, what is Pythagoras' theorem? Pythagoras. Pastor, there's some coming to you. I use Pythagoras' theorem all the time. What is Pythagoras' theorem? It's A squared plus B squared equals C squared. B squared, that over there, hypotenuse. Remember hypotenuse? Pastor, did you cram it? Because you can't, that's why you forgot it. Now, 3 squared plus 4 squared equals 5 squared, remember? So, if I'm going somewhere, instead of going 3, 4, making 7, I'll take 5, which is shorter. It's called Pythagoras. My teacher never said that. That's the problem. That guy himself didn't know mathematics. I was watching one lady yesterday. She's an outstanding lady in our country today. Her name is Lucy Newman. Dr. Lucy Newman. She's at a high level in the country. I was watching. She was a diaspora person, you know. And they were asking her, She was now into French and cool. He said, well, first time in school, she failed French bad. Now today, later on, she became a French person. Can you imagine? But he said, the teacher called her inside and said, look here, I'm going to give you fundamentals of French, and I want you to pass this French. You know, within that one session, she got the highest mark. So, what's our trouble today? It's the trouble. Our church is going to have fasting and prayer for 40 days. Next thing he has this, man, I'm going to go hungry for the next 40 days, man. Huh? Then our church will say, see, that other GO will say 40. I'll top it. 100! You never know that those pastors, they eat behind the door. Hundred. Why all that? They don't see fasting and prayer as fitness. They see it as solving problems. When you are fit, you'll be able to meet the thing. But when you are not fit, you start doing exercise, which we do today. Are you hearing me? Let me see how we do. If you pray well and fast well once in a while, let's say you fast once a week and pray like that, by the end of the year, you have 50 days of fasting. But your trouble is this. When they say, 40 days of fasting. The pastor is enjoying. He has AC in his office. He has AC at home. You go to work and come back and join Molue. Glucose level has gone down. You behave one kind at work by around 12, 1 o'clock. So the pastor will come cool in the evening. He's not going to work like you. He's just, come back. Then, when 30 days over, oh, Jesus, thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about that. I'm going to talk about preparing for 2024 and beyond. Praying and fasting is part of your life. Like reading is part of your, if you are reading, you see, I have a reading culture. I read very, I'm waiting to finish to go and read. I got Bibles to read. I got books to read. I got gig. My phone is about 256 gig. Huh? And I got books. I don't have enough time. But I'm not reading for exam. I'm not going for any MBA. You're busy for exam. I don't like exam. I don't like classroom. If I go to class, there'll be trouble. Because I'll ask questions that will cause trouble in the class. But, you know, teacher will say, this one, I said, how does it apply? Shut up. Like one of my friends, he went to philosophy class. Professor said, you know, nothing exists. Everything is a mirage. My friend is a crazy guy. He said, okay, let's apply to this class. This class doesn't exist. It's a mirage. I said, shut up. This class exists. You better pass my exam. See, it's lying to us. That's not a cause. That's a lie. So, we don't do prayer and fasting as part of our life every day to keep fit. She just asked a question about violent taking by force. Have you seen soldiers? They don't do push-up on Christmas Day. They do push-up every day. Am I right? You don't know. You're looking at me. How many of you went for NYC? They nearly killed you, right? Those soldiers, they nearly killed you. They have something they put in their blood that makes them look like madness every day. Get up, be. Tell them to climb rope. But that. She climbed the place in the NYC. They said, come down. She said, I'm not coming down. I'm not. She just stood there and said, come and bring me down. Because I break my neck, I'll call my daddy. Don't call my daddy. I'm coming down. In the minute, you know, just can't say, you know what you do? Jump up and down. No, and that, see, this is Yomi. Look at him. Stand up. Look at Yomi. This is didn't come by problem. It came by intention. Am I right? Yomi's looking like this. He picks something up like that. He goes around me. He doesn't fight. He's a nice guy. But if you mess with me, he's not going to block the way. I'm going to make them laugh. We went for one naming ceremony. Remember that naming ceremony? My papa was fighting me. I said, Yomi, wear your full regalia as a bouncer. Now follow me. So, we got to the naming ceremony. Papa want to fight them, want to fight something. I said, come on. I did the naming. I preached powerfully. He got up to start saying something. Don't move nearer. By the way, today we are friends with that man. I don't get time to develop that, so I employed. And your mother has been so nice. Clap for him. He's been so lovely, you know. So get fit. Prayer and fasting. Christ was not praying and fasting. That moment, he'd been praying up and fasting up. I'm not saying this with pride. When I was in secondary school, I read all the time. So, and biology is the easiest to read. Biology is, you can just sleep and pack biology. So, one day, I overslept in the morning. I didn't go to school. I was a truant because I've been reading all night and I want to go to school in the morning. So, they made me late come a catcher. So, I catch them from the back. You know, I'm late myself. I say, all of you at the front, you are late. So, that day, I got to school around 9 o'clock. And my biology teacher started biology exam by 8 o'clock. And it's my friend. So I said, hey, how long? He said, 8 to 9:30. And I walked into the exam hall, 9 o'clock. I said, oh, I know my friend. Now give me time. He said, no. Today you got 30 minutes to sit down, write this exam. I said, are you serious? He said, yes. I sat down, I wrote down. When this door came out, I got the highest mark.
Igiwe.
No, I'm not Igiwe. I read all the time. And because I read all the time, when I enter exam hall, my books follow me. I can see where the page, where my question, my answer is. Pastor, do you go with the book? Yes, it's inside of me. Same thing I do with the Bible now. Some pastors, they don't open the Bible. They just run around. They never come to service. You ask one question, they say, shut up. In the name of Jesus. Shut up. You see, lack of answer. That's why they say, shut up. Blessed, clear. Okay, so let's keep fit spiritually. Next question on paper. What about online? Yes. See, I told you I want to go home. I want to be like mommy. Finish early. Right? What's the next question?
Good afternoon, Daddy.
Good afternoon.
My question is that why do we find it easy to pray and connect easily with God when we are among people of like minds? But when we are alone, you find it quite difficult.
Thank you very much for that question. I really appreciate that question. You see, there's something called mutual faith. Romans chapter 1. This is important, so you have to really use it well. Romans chapter 1. It's called mutual faith. Look at verse 10. Is that the verse we should read? Yeah. Okay, let's start from verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts that will be established. Now look at next verse, verse 12. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the what? Mutual faith, both of you and me. That's why you should get married. So that you can have somebody you can lean on when you are down. But you can always lean on your Heavenly Father, the best partner in the world. Let's go a step further. So when we are like this in church, we are encouraged. We like to do things together. We want to pray. But when we are alone, it's tougher. Now, you should make it your goal now. Don't forget this, that getting together you are doing to get you to pray more, somebody is also pushing it among you. Those among them who are actually making this happen. Am I right? Usually, when you have a group of people, there will be those ones who are the pusher to make it happen. There are those ones who are the mover to move things ahead. There are those ones who just come along. There are those who don't go anywhere. So start shifting from the pushed and the moved in the group to the pusher and the mover. Am I making some sense? What I'm saying is this. Begin to contribute more in that group, bringing something on the table than just only collecting. So that when you are now alone, you have enough. Am I making some sense? So what I'll say to you is this. Can I be honest with you? At this stage of your life, it's not going to be fully developed. Tell somebody beside you. If you have all the virtues, if you have all the knowledge, if you have every competencies, you are not around here. You are not a human being. At this stage of your life, less than 30, and 30 thereabout, you don't have all it takes. That's why some of these books on marriage, I don't like them. You know why? when they begin to talk about qualification of marriage, that guy will be 55 years old. He must not be having anger problem. He must not be fearful. He must have all the money, 3 cars in the compound, and living in a mansion. That's a guy, 55, 60 years old. Tony, did you have a mansion? So, that's the problem. So, right now, there's some struggling. Am I right? Some of the falling. I fall too once in a while. Pastor, you mean you fall? You know that you don't know. I know how to get up. Are you hearing me? For instance, let me tell you how I get up. Sometimes I just find out, I've not been praying, no. I don't do like this. Tunde Amosu, you are the pastor of service. You just see you. I don't do that. I don't blame myself. I'm a human being. I fall. I just say, what is the next thing to do? Take my Bible and start praying, reading my Bible. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? That's how to do it. Next question. Let's round up. Let's go home. Any more? Oh, okay. Laulu, you got a question? No more ladies have a question? No more guys? All right. Laulu.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, church. Sir, there's this scripture in the Bible that talks about laziness, actually.
Yeah.
He said, look at the hands, you sluggard.
Yeah.
That particular phrase, actually, I went to meet one of my mentors last week, and we were talking. He said, look at when God wanted to save the Israelites from Egypt. Some of them died on the way. And he said, in this life, you have to struggle to get everything you want. Like, you might die on the way or something like that. It took me back to the book of to the scripture, actually, about the sluggard, about the hands. Because I'm worried, would I have to die on my way?
That's a good question to ask.
Because ants are much, ants are, and we kill ants. I have like some of them at home. They always come and they always die. They don't stop, they still come back. They die again. I'm like on my way.
Hold on. The verse says, go to the ant. This is be like ant. That will die off. Thank you. You can give me the microphone. Any other question you want
to ask? Yesterday, the wife to the person actually repeated the same thing. That's when it got to me. Like,
stop listening to them. You know what? You go to a friend, exam is tough. That exam is difficult too. You may not finally pass it too. Then you go to another one. Exam is difficult. Things won't work out. Man, life is difficult. You keep hanging out with people, you're going to fail. This is the answer. Laulu, listen to this one. This will help you. Don't forget this. Stop listening to them. Listen to Samuel. 1 Samuel 17. David was sent by his dad to go to the war front. Not to fight, to go and give his brothers food. Am I right? And he got to the war front, and by accident, Goliath said, hey, tallest man in the land, give me one champion. I'm finishing. David, everybody started running, they started hiding. Where was King Saul? That's the person talking to you. I do see this giant. Hey, he will finish our life. David stopped. You should go and read it. David said, how dare this guy? He has no covenant. I have covenant with God. A person without covenant with God should be talking like the way you are talking. Struggler, die on the road, finish. God is your heavenly Father. Don't talk about dying on the road. Talk about everlasting life. Clap your hands for Jesus. The reason why we have difficulties here is because somebody messed this place up. And we are trying to amend our lives. And we won't stop. Is that all right? David, the reason why it's so difficult to make money, some crazy guys around here and crazy connections, but we have to still stand up because this is our time. Are you hearing me? But David said, that Goliath, I mean, can you imagine, he never went to war before. Never fought before at war. He said, that Goliath, I'll knock him down. His own brother said, shut up. I know what you have been doing. You want to do business in this land. You're not going to make it. Go somewhere abroad. He said, no, I'm staying here. And then that one said, he said, I know your heart. You are obstinate. You are hard. You are clinical. You know what he did? He just turned away from there. And he asked one question, which he always asks. What is the benefit of killing Goliath? Somebody said, the king will give you his daughter. That's a good connection. Second, your father won't pay taxes anymore. Fantastic. So he looked at the girl and looked at the taxation. Oh, fine, go. He said, let's go. So he also killed Goliath for some benefit. Then the king said, that guy has been a fighter all his life, from his youth. David said, you know what? God helped me kill Goliath. So help me kill the lion. How many of you, God has helped you in time past over something? Can I see your answer? Can I see you? Can I testify today? Anybody here? God has done one thing or the other for you. I got a news for you. He will do the next bigger one. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen.
But Pastor, well, behind every glory, there is a story. You know, you must have some story for the glory.
Thank you very much. You know, Messi, Ronaldo, they have story, but you don't count the stories, you count the medals. You count the FIFA World Player of the Year, right? Oh, you can pull up the stuff and look at Messi's leg, some kicking, some banging, but let's forget that one. We got this course. Is that all right? Is that all right? I want to plead with you. Don't look at the story. Look at the glory. And by the way, you don't have any story yet. So let's write the better story. Clap your hands for Jesus. Is that all right? You're going to face things. Look here, look here, look here, look here. You're going to face things. You're going to fall. You're going to get wounded. Dress up. Remember Terminator? I'm never forgetting about Terminator. You know, I don't like watching all this love film. I like war film. I like shooting, kicking, banging, throw grenade, and blow the place up. I don't like all these people. I don't like all this African magic. Boom, let's go. You enter one jeep. I don't wonder. And you go for three hours, 4 hours. I don't get time. 45 minutes over. Action film. Blow up the place. And usually they are looking for one girl in that place. Am I right? You know, Terminators, those days. You know, I've never was Terminators, all these guys. You know, you blow, you throw bomb at him. His hands falls off. He pick up the hand. The hand is back. You start shooting at him. He pick the bullet and give it to you. Make my day. What will you do now? You're going to make it. You're going to win. I believe in you. You know why? Because God believes in you. Fall. Bible says you fall 7 times, yakata, completely. The righteous man falls 7 times and he get up again. Don't listen to all those pastors that look as if they are perfect now. You know, that pastor will say, I pray for 7 hours. Before, he had been absconding from God. Usually, all these great pastors, they are rascal when they were growing up. Hello, Abadebo, he said he was supposed to be the chairman in hell. But God rescued them. He can rescue you too. He can make something out of your own life too. Is that all right? Can you take that person next to you, take their hand, and say, I pray for you. Take that person next to you. Find somebody beside you there. Say, I pray for you. That God's best, God's highest, God's greatest will manifest in your life. You will not die. You will live and declare the glory of God. Take that person and say, Father, Lord, help him. You are the helper of many. Lord, strengthen him. No matter the pain, no matter the story, no matter the struggle, Lord, let him see your sweet victory in the battles of life. And we will give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Now, open your eyes. Tell that person, whatever is troubling you, God is on your side. God is on your side. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's have our food, choir sing, let's go home. We will continue our prayer talk next week. Offering, right? Let's give our offering. Father, we thank you. Pastor, I don't have any offering to give. Don't worry. Give us the envelope back. That's all right. Father, we thank you for our offering. We bless you. We give you all the glory. We ask that you make what we have learned today become part and parcel of our lives. Holy Spirit, help each one of us to understand this better in our lives so we can live for your glory and be a blessing to our world in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Choir, no song again. Oh, you make us go home earlier. When did the rock overtake the choir? No, don't walk or anything. Just relax. Enjoy yourself. All right. Beautiful. Okay. Great. Let's eat our stuff. Give our offering. Where's our... Bring out our stuff. Bring out our donut and drinks. Shala, you got some announcement? Okay, get that my other phone in the office. That one. That, I hope we can pick something. Belade, is he around? Which one is working out? Have you done my wire for me? This same one? It can't be this one. This same one. Are you sure? It won't mess up. I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Serious. I hope so. Shala said I should play one of my music for you while we just eat our food.